beautiful day out here.
Had a whole string of beautiful days. Later today may not be so good, but yeah, you know, it'd be nice if I had somewhere to go or something to do, or, you know, something to get me outside more, which really I don't.
A bit scratchy there today. Same with us. It's getting tiring, but, I don't know. I think they're a little premature at opening things up, but I can certainly understand the why of it, with the economy going to pot and not much else to do. They're opening the beaches and some other things, and I suppose out on the beach you can stay far enough away, but overall those cases are still going up.
They're on the side of caution. Dead consumers don't buy anything. And the numbers are going up, I heard, at least in South Carolina, because, you heard what it was. There was some testing, some lab that was holding on to the test results. Oh, we didn't report these. Okay, here they are. So the numbers suddenly went up by a couple of hundred one day, because some lab had the result. There was no protocol for getting them to DHEC or whatever state agency has them.
That's the overall whole thing. Not surprised at that. And this thing is unprecedented and so large that, my God, there's going to be mistakes. There's no question about that.
Exactly unprecedented. I doubt there's anyone alive who remembers the 1918 flu pandemic, which I'm pretty sure was worse. But then again, overall public hygiene, I'm sure, was probably worse. That one killed, I think, over 500,000 people just in this country, and possibly, you know, 5 or 10 times that worldwide.
Yeah, you're correct. And they didn't have the drugs and ventilators and all of that stuff back in World War I. But there was some positive news that one of the labs in England has had a shot for it now, or inoculation, whatever. And they've had really, really good luck with it. And so that's a positive prognosis. So on the bad side, we've exceeded the deaths in this beyond what we lost in Vietnam.
Meaningless to compare those two, but in terms of numbers, yeah. You've got 1 million infected, somewhat over 50,000 dead already. I don't think there's... I would be cautious of any statement saying anyone has a drug as far as a treatment or a cure. Within the next year or so, there might be a vaccine. And even then, it's going to take another year for everyone to get vaccinated. You know, it depends how many infected you think there are.
Sure. Well, that's true, normally. And like that one doctor said, it's going to be a year to a year and a half. But that company in England, shall we call it, Great Britain, has been working on a virus involved with the COVID now for, I got emergency flashers ahead of me. I got to get out of this lane. Wow. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, he has a bunch of sightings sticking out the side of a Toyota Camry and running about 10, 15 miles an hour going down 29 here in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. But they've been working on it for about 10 years, and so their vaccine has already been administered to humans out there, and they've had, they did it with monkeys, and it cured the monkeys or prevented them when they were exposed, and I don't know, it's on the news. You'd have to check it out.
Vaccine being developed for SARS 18 years ago, and there was another vaccine being developed for MERS, let's say about 8 years ago. This virus is similar to both of them, so you know you've got at least you're further from the starting point than you were. You've got to start, but you know then it's a question of is the vaccine safe and is it effective? And those are two separate questions. Does it not cause any other ill effects? Does it actually prevent the disease? And how you test that, I don't know. Doesn't seem very ethical to take someone and expose them to the disease, see if it's resistant to the disease. But I still say you're looking at almost a year away.
Correct, but this company's tried it in several different ways with monkeys, and they have, I think they said, for the last 6 months have had success with humans. And they're planning on making millions of these shots just in the next, I think they said 6 months. But as I said, you'd have to read it. I'm a little old and I can't remember the specifics. But and you're quite right about the other SARS and all that. But this was something new that I heard last night on the... Well, it was actually on NBC News, and it really sounds promising, so I like to look at it in a positive way anyway, hopefully.
Promising approach, there was one lab in Jersey. You know, if we can engineer a protein that's similar to, like, well, one of the little spiky things on the virus looks like, then the body will develop antibodies to that spike, and that'll prevent the spike from implanting. So we don't need the whole virus. We just need the little part that attaches to the cell membrane. If we engineer a protein that looks like that, and inject it, it may trigger an immune response just as good as if we had the rest of the virus.
Yeah, well, I'm no scientist. I just know what I hear and read in the news. And I trust the news about as far as you can throw them. But this was something beyond that one in Jersey. Now, I know those people are having a limited amount of luck, but they're talking about a year and a half to get it out there. This one's not. It's much better and much more researched than that. It's gone through a lot of the trials and stuff already. So they're optimistic about it anyways. We can hope so. In the meantime, I guess we stay at home. We've been out once, and we wear masks and latex gloves.
I don't happen to have. I could probably make one. The thing everybody forgets is the gloves. You know, especially, what's the one thing that a dozen people have handled before you that has the virus? You know, hand someone a $20 bill, and it goes through a dozen hands in the next few days. So everybody forgets about the gloves.
Yeah, the one that really amazes me, now that you point that out, is the gas stations. I have worn gloves at gas stations now for, well, probably the last year or two. And because I have heart failure and during the flu season in particular. But I just got to where when I get out, I got a pair of gloves in the back door and I put them on in the car or the truck. That is the biggest place I could see. The stores now are pretty much touch-free, and like KFC, you don't touch anything. I use a credit card and then just pay it off at the end of the month. But that's easier for me. And you get some airline miles, which isn't cost-effective, I know, but no more than we use them every few years to go on a flight someplace, like back to Kansas or something. It's worthy of doing. This is NZLTR.
I just take mine as cash back. You know, something like one penny for every dollar you spend. Because I don't really, you know, airline miles or anything else, I don't really know what I'm going to do with. But, yeah, you're right. The handle's on the gas pump. I hadn't thought about that. The one thing that everybody touches. Also, door handles. In fact, somebody, one of the morning shows today, somebody had a nice little invention, which I'm sure is worth a little bit of money. A little hook for opening the doors, to grab a door handle and open it. Yeah, the door handles and the gas pump handles.
And he printed them with one of those things like I bought for the kids for Christmas. A 3D printer. If I remember rightly, I saw them being used at Aldi's on TV. But that is pretty nice thing. It's kind of a curved thing, and you can reach up with your arm, and your arm's covered, and open the door on the freezers and such. Well, we hope somebody gets rich off of that invention. Our kids have come up with several with that 3D printer that, like these couplers for these Lionel N-gauge and HO and stuff. They were thinking about printing those. They haven't, but it was a good idea.
Those things for 5 or 6 years, one of the smaller models. I printed out one or two of the test objects, and it's been sitting there ever since. I need more plastic filament and a desire to actually do something with it. But 3D printers, if anything, now have gotten even cheaper. I paid maybe $800 for that one, and that was secondhand. So they've come down in price even below that. But yeah, even, you know, the hooks to grab the door handles, though I wouldn't necessarily have thought of that. Because I guess all the doors now in public places, it's an Americans with Disability thing. I think they all got to be handled instead of knobs. So you just, you know, to grab the handle to open the door.
It's N0TR. Probably so. Hadn't thought about that. But, well, this one was in the area of $300. And it's phenomenal. And instead of buying everybody a present, we just bought that one thing for the whole family. And Amy just bought a case of that filament off of Amazon in multiple colors. And the kids just love it. They're all the time printing something. They made me a battery holder, a cell phone holder, one other thing. What was it, Mom? I noticed they made Star Wars things, like the Star Wars ships, you know. They even printed those, and it's just amazing what they've done with that thing. And parts for his they got those kids' toys that shoot those balls. What are they? You remember, Mom? Isaac printed like the thing that cocks the shotgun and this and that. They only shoot a few feet, but they have a lot of fun with them. And so it's been very worthwhile. They buy all their programs off of online, and they're real cheap. And then they just download them to a disc, of course, thumb drive. Stick it in there, and it'll make anything for them. So, yeah, they've come down immensely.
Else. Rifle and pistol frames, rifle and pistol lower receivers. I think there's even an entire 3D printed handgun out there, made entirely of plastic, except it uses a nail for the firing pin. So, if you want to get creative in a negative sense, there's other things you can do. Those printers have come down quite a bit. I actually got all my systems running now. I don't know if you've talked to W4DJW. He's got everyone working on his the project for the protein molecules. He's got everyone pushing their spare computers into use to make this computing grid.
Lost me there. Oh, above my pay grade, especially W4DJW. He's amazing. But he's a software architecture engineer, too. Oh, there's a squirrel out in the front yard. Anyways, yeah, the genie's out of the box, just like it is on the paramilitary rifles, and that should never have been let out of the box. But that's another story, and I don't want to go into it. But like 3D printed handguns, they all do stuff like that. They're just 13 and 10, and I suppose they could, but they got extra good parents, which is my daughter and son-in-law. And they break their face if they tried it. At any rate, great, got a sign, getting ready to turn into QTH, 70 trees. Have a good day and stay safe. This is N0TR.
RK82VNG, well, nice talking to you. Yeah, I'm getting within 5 or 10 minutes of my destination here. So, you stay safe, 70 trees, and we'll talk to you later. K82VNG, I'll be clear.